The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place that helps you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neal, another certified financial planner here in the studio. And Craig Montana running the studio for us. And, you know, we get questions of all kinds all the time. And we had one today, and I had one actually from a couple of younger people, millennials, the other day as well. And they were talking about these new things that are out online.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, there are several of them out there from different places that are coming up with these. And what they do is they want you to drip invest basically into a basket of stocks, and you're buying teeny weeny itsy bitsy little pieces of the stocks in that portfolio.
Yeah, and but the good thing is there's no trading costs,
right,
to speak of.
So it's basically almost anyone can do it, right, I assume. And it's really aimed at younger people because they're so interested in doing things online,
that,
right?
And they don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because you don't need a lot of money to do this.
Sure. So how does this work? And I know there are several different places, and they are hooked in, by the way, into other trading platforms that you don't see. So it's, I'm not saying it's a bad thing necessarily if you have no way
we'll just tell
of
you how
doing
it works.
Anything, but we'll tell you how it works, because this is now the third time I've found out about somebody who's doing it or wanting to do it, and they want to know how this works. So what is this, Doug? You're looking right at it there.
It's called Robinhood Investing, and I don't know if it's a it might be a one company, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, there are several companies out there now that are doing this.
Yeah, so that's what it's called. That's neither good nor bad, but we'll just explain how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And is it something you may want to do? You may not.
Are they pluses, minuses mm-hmm. to this? Is it really different from what you're doing in your 401k?
Well, we'll give you our opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll do that because we always want you to understand what you're going to do or thinking
right.
about doing.
And how it works.
Sure. And we've got a couple of scenarios, real life stories, about people who are going to have a big change coming up in their lives. The whole thing about where they live, what they do, where they're going to live, all of these different things.
Where their income is going to come from and the expenses. And,
mm-hmm.
And they're already retired, but they're changing big time, a big change in their life.
Yeah. And we've got two different scenarios, one with folks who have, frankly, pretty good financial means.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is just not quite there, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're just a working stiff. And so how does this change how we as planners help people on all ends of the spectrum, right? So we're going to go into that and hopefully help you a little bit. And a little blurb or two about how to get the best deal on a prescription if you do not have health insurance through an employer. Or you're not on, you know, one of the Medicare drug plans. So what do you do? Some suggestions of how things can work when we come back to. In the meantime, you got a question or two? Glad to chime in on that, answer it for you. Here's our private line. You can call us right now. We're going to play some commercials, so get on board. We'll just talk to you one-on-one in private if you call now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. La, 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 la.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. From chicken tenders to fried livers and gizzards to fried apple pies and their famous sweet tea. All at the best value. Stop at Bush's Chicken in Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Ask about their catering and call in your orders at 979-836-1804.
Did you know that McCoy's Building Supply can handle any size home improvement project? From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, McCoy's has got the do-it-yourselfer covered. Their traditional full-service lumberyard can handle any job, and now you can buy online and pick up at the store. Just visit McCoy's.com to place your order and check the store hours. McCoy's also has adapted their store operations for your safety. McCoy's Building Supply. Go build something.
If you or a loved one are recovering from a stroke, a surgery, or some other mishap, you have options. For the finest therapy in Washington County, consider Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation. Their highly qualified, compassionate staff are ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, speech, respiratory, or IV therapy and get you back to doing what you love. Call Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation at 979-836-9770 and ask about their outpatient services or visit their facility at 400 East Sale Street in Brenham.
Your Caribbean cruise was canceled and you're stuck at home. But that doesn't mean you can't have some fun this summer. KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 and Brazos Valley businesses are teaming up to save your summer. Nothing makes you feel better than getting gifts in cash, and KWHI has plenty of both all summer long. Every week, we're giving away terrific prizes like a month of unlimited spray tanning from Ruby Salon, 1 month of personal training from 23 Fitness, and a margarita and ice cream basket from Topper's Liquor and Wine. Plus, we're giving away over $1,000 in cash, $101.70 at a time. It's easy to win. Just visit our sponsors and sign up, like Nathan's Barbecue, Brenham Quality Meats, Herman Furniture, and New Dimensions Crystals and Reiki in Brenham. A complete list is available at our website, kwhi.com. We're here to save your summer. We're KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Tony Navarre and Doug Neil in the studio. We are certified financial planners. Craig Montana playing the hits this morning. And we have had, just in the last few days, in fact, I had some questions about some interesting trading platforms in which you buy little pieces of shares of stocks in various companies. Right. And you can do very small amounts of money. You're chipping into this thing and you're buying little pieces of it. Doug's going to explain a little bit more about this. And then I'm going to compare it to something that you may already be doing. And you may get more bang for your buck out of it. But you need to know how things work. So let's go.
It's called Robin Hood Investing.
That's just one of these platforms.
It's a platform for people to get into the marketplace, buying and selling stocks, basically on a day trading. It's not necessarily investing.
No.
But it's, I'm buying this stock. I want it to go up and I'm going to sell it. And that's where you got to have some discipline. Like we were talking earlier, if it goes up 50% within 6 hours or 6 days, 50%, you better take it or sell half of it or something. But that's what it's designed to do, is for people to get in, maybe buy one share of this or five shares of that or half a share of this other company. And there's no costs to you to do that.
So who makes money on this?
Well, the Robinhood platform makes money in that they sell your information to high-frequency traders.
So these are people who are pros.
On computers.
And they know how to trade and move in and out of stocks. Okay.
Yeah, it's the big catch is that Robinhood sells the data that you're trying to purchase a stock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a big... we read an article where a whole bunch of people trying to buy Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Robinhood people, just tens of thousands of individuals buying half a share, one share, quarter share, whatever. And so that data that you're trying to purchase a stock to high-frequency traders so they can buy it before you and sell it as it goes up. See, and they can do that in milliseconds. And all they need to have it go up is a couple pennies or a dollar, and they're selling thousands of shares where you're selling just one piece. But because of the Robinhood, kind of like a pooled account there, everybody's putting it. So the high-frequency traders get to know what's the hot stock on the day trading part.
Yeah, so they basically get an amazing stock tip.
Yeah, that's what a stock tip, because they could be wrong, could go the other way, too.
Sure, yeah. But, you know, can it work? I think if you are watching it carefully and you understand what it is and how it works, you know.
Yes,
it could.
It's a, think of it as a beginning way to get into buying and selling individual securities. It's not investing, and it's not long-term. It's short term. It's kind of like going to a casino.
Yeah, and remember, you do have tax liabilities.
For profits, yes.
Yes. So know that if you make a few bucks, it's going to be added to your income that year.
Yeah, short term is added as ordinary income. If you buy and hold it longer than a year and a day, it's long term gains. But this is not designed to hold it for a year.
No.
So it'll be ordinary income in all likelihood. It depends, but that's what you have to watch out for. So it could be a lot of fun, could be enjoyable, and you don't put a lot of money into it. So it's neither good nor bad. A couple things that will have to happen, you will have to give them your Social Security number.
Yes.
Because by law, they're required to report back the profits and losses that you make.
So that the IRS can find you when
that's
it's
right.
tax time.
So that, I mean, it's just like any other brokerage account that
sure.
you do online, except it's designed with no cost and for small portions of shares.
So when else do you, though, invest your money and get small portions of shares in all kinds of companies?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe as you were speaking about Tesla, for example, in this case, but others.
Yeah.
Right. Way out there, they can be big companies, U.S., foreign, domestic, whatever, you know. How do you do that all the time? Well, when you put money into your 401k or 403b, you are also buying portions of shares of baskets full of companies,
that's
companies.
Pieces of a piece of a basket.
Yes, but the difference is that you get a tax break.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to pay taxes on that until you take it sometime in the future.
Unless you're doing it through your Roth.
And yeah.
If you have a Roth 401k option and you do, your money goes into that, you don't get a tax break today, but let's say, hopefully, right, this is what's supposed to happen, your value overall, of all the things that you choose in your investment portfolio, in your 401k investments, let's say that goes up later on, you can roll that to a Roth IRA, and I would start one early, by the way, so it's in place for at least 5 years, And when you leave the company or go, you know, do something where you're changing jobs or retiring or whatever, you can roll your Roth part of your 401k or 403b into your Roth IRA. And as long as you got 5 years of time since you opened that Roth IRA, the profits you take are not taxable.
See, that's investing. Because there you put your money in and you want it to be there in the future more than what you put in and have it grow, have it tax favored. The Robin Hood part, that's trading. That's the day trading, the weekly trading, trying to buy low, sell high quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you understand what the differences are, one, long term right. for your family, 401k is much, much better. For your entertainment purposes and
if you are fortunate with it, I think you could make some money, possibly, but you can also lose some money.
Yeah.
So again, just know, be sure you know how something works and also know what's going to happen with your personal information, as Doug was mm-hmm. saying. And yes, the IRS will know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
They will know.
Also, the question was asked, are there any hidden fees? Well, the only fees that I've been able to find, because the Robinhood investing plans make their money by selling your information to the high-frequency traders. That's how they right. make their money. But the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and the SIPC, they charge a small fee of each buy and each sell. Now, that doesn't matter whether it's 401k, IRA, Roth, whatever. That fee is there because that's how they get their funds to regulate the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So there is it's a very minor, it's like pennies, but that may show up. I don't know. I have not seen a Robin Hood statement, but that may show up on your statement that there was mm-hmm. a deduction there. And that's legitimate. That's, everyone pays
that. So we're not saying bad or good. We're just saying be sure you research what you're doing.
And understand what the purpose is.
Sure. There you go. All right. So what else are we going to talk about this morning? How about let's go through your scenarios. Let's do the first one here.
Okay. This first one is fairly common for retiree grandparents. Okay.
Yeah. And again, Doug is seeing this from clients, right? And it's a good model of what do we do as financial planners? How do we work with people and how do we analyze things?
Yeah, these have been longer time clients, 4 or 5 years. And they called me up and said, okay, we're thinking we're probably going to move to a different state to be close to our grandkids because they got some three little grandbabies, all under the age of 5 coming. And so they're both retired. And so they thought, why are we stay here in Texas when we can go to this state and be close to our grandkids? So that was the question. So they're going to put their house up for sale. And then what do we do with the funds while we're waiting
mm-hmm.
in the next state? And should we buy a home or build a home? Should we put all the money that we sold, that we made on the sale of the house here in Texas, on the new home in the next state? The southern state, of course, because they like the warm weather. So at that point, we analyzed it, looked at what else did they have? What other investments did they have? And do they have anything in place yet? So a couple things here. One, they're retired. They got some income streams coming in, Social Security. They got a pension. And they've got other investments that are set up for growth and a little bit of income. So they sell the scenario is they sell their house here in Texas, and they end up with a large chunk of cash. What should they do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since they don't know whether they're going to buy a home or build a home, and they're not sure exactly what lot or location yet, what we decided on, just put it in a savings account.
Sure.
You might get, it's a credit union, bank, savings account. You might get 0.5%, but it's going to be there when you're ready to build or buy or do whatever you want. No, you're not going to get a lot of money. Don't get greedy. You want to make sure that money's going to be there when you get there to the new state or when you start looking and decide what you want to do. So then the next question was, well, if we decide to buy or build, should we pay 100% of what the cost is? Because they're probably going to spend a little bit less than what they're going to sell their property for because they got some acreage.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need that because they're in their late 60s. So they really don't want to take care of a bigger place. So they're going to have probably more dollars from the sale of their property here in Texas versus what they're going to buy in the other state. So the question, the discussion got down to, well, depending upon the numbers, right now, what are interest rates on 15-year home loans? They're under 3%. You can get that almost anywhere. Well, if you put all, I like this, Tony, because you said this for years and years. If you put all of the money and pay for the home, 100%, house is paid for. A lot of people like that idea. My house is paid for. It produces no income to you, and you do not have access to the cash for other reasons.
Yeah, let's say it would be a long-term care need.
Right.
You know, at $80,000 a year or something. I mean, you know, you can go through money very quickly.
On Alzheimer's care.
Alzheimer's, yes. So, again, you have to really be careful with this, Doug.
Mm-hmm. So, our tentative plan and discussion was, okay, when you sell the, because things have to fall into place, but it's nice to have a plan ahead of time because they kind of know what they're looking at. After you sell the home, put it in a credit union savings account and just let it sit there. When you get to the new state and you find what you're going to either buy a place or buy some property and build a place, borrow the money and put down as little as you, at least 20% to get past the PMI,
sure,
private mortgage insurance, but maybe put down 30, 40, 50%, depending upon the dollars amount that you want to borrow, your monthly payment, because they're on a fixed income, remember, they got, mm-hmm. but they do have other investments that can grow, so they're actually in a very good position on this one. But you, if let's say you just put half of it down, that you found a place, you've been there a year, you're settled in, you had put half the money down on your new place, well, you still have the cash sitting in the credit union savings account to pay off the rest of the mortgage if you want to. But if you don't want to, you can still make the payments and keep that lump sum of money and invest it and probably make more than 3%. No guarantee on that one, but probably more. I know there's many annuities out there. Here's another technique you may use that will give you an income rider that will guarantee you, depending upon your age, 5% for the rest of your life. Well, why not take some of that money, part of it, get that 5% payout to pay your mortgage payment, and it's done, and yet you pass away, whatever's left in the annuity still goes to the family.
Well, and again, this is just one scenario that's possible, right?
Correct. That was just one couple because of what they had and the pieces and their age bracket and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we looked at the options.
Sure. Or, like you said earlier, you know, if they have a long-term care need,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to go dipping into the rest of their assets.
Yeah, well, right now is not a good time to be dipping into your principal.
Exactly. But once they get this settled out a little bit, if they have some extra,
mm-hmm.
maybe that is something they might do with part of that money. And then the other part might go into something else that is an income production type of thing. I mean, there are a lot of different possibilities. Now, this is a scenario where people who have the assets have a lot of choices. Hmm. But what if you're not in that bracket?
Yeah, you don't have the assets.
Right. So you don't have as much, got a little bit, mm-hmm. like many of us out there listening, right? So how does that change? We went from a lot of options, and what do you do to maybe fewer options, but how do you get the most bang for your buck? That's one of the things we do as financial planners.
Yep. So this couple, they have a roadmap now. They know the options that are available. They don't know which ones they're going to use yet, but they have options and they know why. So now they can proceed with more of, hey, let's sell the house and let's look at our new place where we want to live close to the grandkids.
And they'll probably have another meeting.
Well, I'm sure we will. Yeah.
You know, as time goes by and now they're examining all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, there might be some changes that come up between now and then, whatever.
Yep.
And again, that's where you step back in as the financial planner and deal with real-time issues as they come up. So when we come back from this break, we're going to tackle another type of scenario that probably a lot of you can, you know, say, mm-hmm. yes, I know someone, or it may be me, or whatever. And we'll talk that through. So again, you get another idea of what financial planning is all about. How do we come up with solutions or help people do that? If you have a question in particular, we're glad to answer it just for you. If you want to call us during the break, no problem. And once we get out of the break, I'm going to give you our office phone number because we don't want you to miss out on being able to get together with us by phone in the office or whatever. But calling us right now, here it is, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
It's that time of year again, grilling season. The days are longer and you're just itching to have your friends and family over for a good old backyard summer barbecue. Luckily, HEB makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for your summer party. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. Get back to your summer fun sooner. Make HEB in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more than HEB.
Hungry? Head to LJ's Barbecue, voted Small Business of the Year for Washington County and listed in Texas Monthly's Top 25 New Barbecue Joint, located at 1407 West Main in Brenham. It's where the locals go. They offer meat by the pound, barbecue plates, and homemade sides Wednesday through Saturday from 11 until they're all sold out. LJ's Barbecue, locally owned and operated, will have your mouth watering and your belly full. Check them out on Facebook.
Have you been stuck at home, spending a lot of quality time with your loved ones? Maybe you noticed you're not picking up on the conversations at the dinner table, or you're having to ask your family to repeat themselves. Even something as simple as constantly getting told to turn the TV down. If this is something that you are experiencing, there is a chance it could be a hearing loss. Call Paget Hearing Aid Center to schedule a complimentary hearing screening. 979-830-0865 for Brenham, or 512-522-8849 for Bastrop. The service you deserve.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Independence Food Center in Independence.
Houston Astros fans, the wait is finally over. Astros baseball returns to KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7 with the season opener Friday night, July 24th at 7:35. Don't miss a single game as the Astros make another run for the pennant.
Bregman sends one high, deep left field. This ball is gone.
Houston Astros baseball on KWHI brought to you by Apple Ford, DDM Pipe and Steel, Las Americas, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wingstop, Brenham National Bank, SFS Schulte Farm Services, and Mattress Guys.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
We'll be right back. right, those of you who are already seeing it, man, you need to be looking at your retirement plan here.
Yeah, that's right.
Chances are some of you are already in retirement or just starting off, or maybe you're within 4 or 5 years of that time. Do get together with someone. Get yourself a decent plan together for your exit strategy from your life that's been to the new life that's coming your way for you and the people you care about, your family.
Yeah, and start that relationship with a financial planner, because it comes. It's more. It's not just investing.
Right.
It's bouncing ideas off what's available when we get to this next scenario. That's why she called me, is because known them for, I don't know, 4, 5, 8, 10 years. I really don't. It's been a while. I haven't done anything in a long time. But now she had some questions, and she knew who she could call.
Mm-hmm. So this is how the mindset of planners works, most of us, okay? So let's go into this next scenario. By the way, before we do that, I said it before the break.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, we need phone numbers.
Let's go ahead and do the phone number. Here is our office phone number. Knowledge is power in this scenario and all scenarios. Knowledge is power. So get some knowledge, get some guidance, find out what's going on, and are you on the right track? How do things work, and do they work for you? Here is our number at Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. All right.
That will get us wherever we are in any of the offices.
Yes, we have three offices in Southeast Texas.
Right, and they all are connected. That's one of the technology things is kind of great. So wherever we are, you can call any one of the three and get Tony or get I, because we just, there's a button that says Tony, you hit it,
bing.
or Doug, and then and it comes to us, so that's it's easy to get to. And if we're not available, there's voicemail. You can leave a message, and we'll get back to you. We do return phone calls.
Yes, we do. So
of clients and people.
Yes, exactly. So again, that number is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right. Scenario number two.
Yeah, we've been talking about working with a financial planner and the process of that happening. The first couple was retirees wanted to sell their current property and move to a different state to be close to the grandkids, which that's, I'm finding, very common. That's probably, that's the third one I've seen this year so far. I think this virus thing is kind of getting people, hey, I want to be closer to the kids. And so the second scenario is a lady, longtime client, but not, it was more, don't have a lot of assets, very little assets, single. I don't remember whether she's divorced or widow. I just don't remember offhand, but I remember her as we talked and visited. She called because she sold her house, and she had the profit on that, and she was one. She had $100,000 profit.
Okay,
so that's pretty good money. And she wanted. Her question was, "What should I do with that?" Okay,
yeah, because she's not going to owe tax on that.
Correct. There's no tax due on it. $100,000. What should I do with it? That's an easy question, isn't it? Short little question. Okay. Well, what's going on in your life, miss? And what it was, she wants to work another year and a half till she gets to 65, because then she can get on Medicare. And I don't know, we didn't discuss whether she was going to take Social Security then or not, but the idea was work another year and a half. Then she wanted to retire, and then she was thinking of moving to North Carolina. Okay, so that's kind of her plan. She downsized from where she was, moved to a smaller place in Houston, and since it was a smaller place, she has this profit. And her question was, again, what should I do with it? And after the, and she has no other savings.
Okay.
Smaller, I take that back. She's got two mutual funds, total of about $23,000.
Okay, so now she's got roughly 123,000 total that she could tap into.
Correct. That's 23 is mutual funds, 100 is cash, and
she does not have a retirement plan at work?
Not that I know of. Because
that can change things for her, too, of course.
Because I think she was self-employed, or she's on her second or third company. She was a 1099 person.
Oh, okay. Independent contractor.
Independent contractor. Mm. Yeah, that's how I met her, because the business she was working for were clients of ours.
Okay.
And so she gave us a call, and since she worked there, didn't have any assets, we took her on and helped her out over the years now. Mm-hmm. And so in this particular case, she knows she's going to work at least a year and a half, and that's a good point because then she gets her medical through Medicare. Then she can retire. My guess is she'll probably start taking Social Security at 65. Maybe she might wait till 66.
She needs to really check that, right? How much is she going to mess herself up if she cuts off before she gets full retirement age of 66 and however many months?
Yeah, and I'm sure that will be another conversation she'll call us on because – that's a year and a half away, and she's still working now, and she may still keep working after that. But since she's an independent contractor, and if she moves to North Carolina, she won't be working for her current business. And I guess it sounds like she must be getting her medical from the current business.
Okay.
So if she retires and moves, that's gone. Mm-hmm. But then if she's got Medicare, she's okay.
Right.
And she can keep working. And so at that point, the idea was just put it into a savings account or a credit union again, mm-hmm. earn some interest, because we don't know. We know what's going to happen in the next year and a half for you. You're going to work. You're going to retire at 65 and then move to North Carolina. When you start to move, do you want to have the market drop drastically like it did this year in March, where it dropped, 20-30% in a month, and you're getting ready to buy someplace or look someplace, and you lose 20-30% of your money?
Yeah, so she's not going to be invested in the market.
No,
she's going to keep that cash.
Correct. And then she said, oh, good, that's what I was thinking, too. But I thought I'd give you a call just in case there was something else that I could do. There are other investments, and what we discussed are there's an annuity that never goes backwards, and we just don't know how much we're going to earn each year. But the trouble with that one, why it didn't work for her, you got to leave the money in there 5, 6, 7, 8 years. It just depends upon the company.
So she can't really get to the money then.
Correct. And so she was going to look for
without it, a penalty.
Yeah, within a year and a half. And she may need all of it. So that one didn't work for her. Otherwise, that would probably, if she didn't need the money in the future, that might be a pretty good investment.
And that would probably
her.
Be a conversation when she decides what she's doing, and she's over there in North Carolina.
And she's settled in, yes.
Yeah, and then she says, well, you know, I've got an extra $10,000 of that that I really don't need for something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's got all of her other stuff taken care of, right, expense-wise. That might be something for somebody like her. Or maybe she even, depending on how much she has total and what she spends on a new place to live and all this other stuff, maybe her long-term care would be a very big issue because she's on her own.
Yeah, she's single.
Yeah.
So that's – but what helped her is that through her business, she was able to give us a call and become a client. Not a big client, but she'd been a long-time client. Mm-hmm. And so she had a place to go to ask information, even though she was thinking that she wasn't sure, you know, am I missing something?
Yeah.
You know, Tony, you and I look at this stuff all day, every week, every month.
Different things. Well, we work scenarios with so many different people all the time.
Yes.
So it's really cool because that way we can say, what about this? What about that? Well, this has a little drawback to it. What else can we do to not have that drawback and help our client move forward and stay ahead?
Yeah, lots of different options. It's putting the pieces together.
So here's our phone number at the office, because I know you're thinking about a lot of different things. We've had a lot of changes happening in the world, and certainly in our own lives, right, with the pandemic and the other things that have been going on. Lots of things going on. Maybe you've been uprooted from where you live, your job, whatever it may be. You've got changes going on. How do you handle it best? We're always glad to talk you through your scenarios and give you maybe some options you didn't even know you had. So it's really important. Here's our phone number at the office. You're always welcome to call us. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Hi, this is Yvonne with ATS Irrigation on Highway 105 in Brenham. We have been your local source for all things irrigation for the farm, ranch, home, and commercial property since 1985. But we offer a whole lot more than just irrigation. We are your source for high-quality lawn and garden tools, sprinklers, water hoses, and hard-to-find fittings. At ATS Irrigation, we stock the full line of Honda water pumps as well as the suction and discharge hoses with quick connect fittings. We carry corrugated poly culvert pipe up to 24-inch diameter and also drainage pipe with a good selection of fittings and drain boxes. In addition to all that, we carry concrete water troughs and Powder River livestock handling equipment. At ATS Irrigation, our friendly, knowledgeable staff is here to help you select the right materials for your next project. Come see us at 2509 Highway 105 in Brenham. Call us at 979-836-2197 or find us online at atsirrigation.com.
Let Sealand Seafood and Steaks in Brenham bring the best dining experience to you with an array of the absolute freshest, finest ingredients. Sink your teeth into a mouth-watering ribeye cooked just how you like it. Try the grilled catfish or sample the steak and lobster if you can't decide between surf or turf. Make tonight a date night at Sealand Seafood and Steaks in Brenham, just off Highway 290 between Market Street and Bluebell Road. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
Can you imagine the looks on the faces of the four young cave explorers who, in 1960, discovered Natural Bridge Caverns? How their jaws must have dropped as their caving lights revealed the massive cathedrals of incredible formations for the first time? We can imagine it, because we see the same look every day on the faces of visitors when they discover Natural Bridge Caverns and journey through room after spectacular room of amazing natural wonders, some the size of a football field, mystical chambers of glistening, enormous stalactites, stalagmites, and delicate soda straws, emerald pools of water, and huge columns spanning floor to ceiling. Discover the jaw-dropping beauty of Natural Bridge Caverns for yourself. Explore our website, naturalbridgecaverns.com. Then bring the family to Natural Bridge Caverns, just north of San Antonio off I-35, and be ready to be amazed.
Harvey's Water Wells, family owned and operated since 1978 and serving Washington County and the surrounding area for water well drilling, pump installation, complete water treatment, and repairs. When choosing a water well company, you want one with integrity and experience. So for abundant, great tasting water, call Harvey's Water Wells at 836-2682. Harvey's Water Wells is a member of National and Texas Groundwater Association and liability insured for your protection. Harvey's Water Wells, Highway 290 West, or online at harveyswaterwells.com.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance.
Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe. Will they help me reach a permanent and loving home?
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit BecomeACASA.org today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre. Doug Neal, my colleague, one of my colleagues in the studio today, too. We are both certified financial planners, and we have been at this for many, many years.
Yeah, long time.
So Doug comes out with these scenarios that he gave out this morning. How many times have you and I, either of us, both of us, with our clients, gone over those same kinds of issues?
So many times that it's not always the same either.
No.
It's a little tweak here, a little tweak there because of what they have, what they want to do, what the location, just all kinds of little tweaks.
Yeah.
And then the laws change too.
Well, yeah, we have to keep up with those things.
Yep.
But the bottom line really is that we need to have a knowledge base in order to be able to adjust each of these individuals or family members' scenarios. Because we need to know how things work well enough to be able to do that and give people options. So that's what a really good, I think, financial planner does.
Yeah. Plus, the longevity makes a difference because I'm thinking of this couple of the scenario I talked about. I first met up with them because the husband wanted to make sure they had a relationship with a financial planner in case something happened to him. The wife would know who to go talk to.
Mm-hmm.
That happens quite a bit,
yes,
believe it
does.
Or not. And since then, it's gone past that because we're into many other things now. But that was the original purpose, is just start with a relationship and get to know each other.
So it's a gradual process.
Yes.
In many ways, as your life changes. And you should have someone that you can talk with who understands you, your family, what's important to you, changes in your life, and how that may have a bearing on your future.
Yeah, and also just for your information, our radio listeners, Tony and I aren't as young as we have been, but we have several other advisors in our office that are in their 40s. Mostly in the 40s. I think there's four of them in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can rely off of our expertise and experience, and we can rely on their age. Also, the other question on here, because these last two scenarios, the people were moving out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're licensed in 16 different states at the moment.
Sure.
So we can go with you. And with technology now, especially people getting used to the things where you can do Facebook or on Zoom or whatever, it location doesn't make a difference anymore
because
mm-hmm. we can get licensed there.
So here's our number at the office. Don't be shy. Get an idea of what your options are for whatever your plans mm-hmm. are and changes in your life. We're glad to help you. And by the way, our consultation is free if you'd like to do that. We'll socially distance, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a mask if you want it. That's fine. Or we can do something long distance or just over the phone, whatever. And here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right, before we go in today's program, it's nice to leave you with a little money-saving possibility
mm-hmm.
for you, and especially those of you who do take prescription drugs.
Which is most of the population.
A great many of us do. However, let's say that you are not with a drug plan or pharmacy plan. So maybe your employer doesn't offer that benefit.
Or you're self-employed or, contractor.
Yeah, if you're an independent contractor, yeah. A lot of my clients are independent mm-hmm. contractors. So they're always saying, geez, I went to the doctor and now I have to buy this medication on a regular basis. And wow, it's kind of expensive. Yeah. So what can you do? Well, one of the things you can do is go online, right, and go and check the pharmacies. Pharmacy drug prices, there are a lot of different ways you can look mm-hmm. it up as a big generalization. But it'll show you Walmart, CVS.
Walgreens. Anybody who's got a pharmacy.
Yeah, anything with a pharmacy, Sam's, whatever, right? And you type in the medication that you're on, okay? And you will see how much each of these pharmacies charges for that medication. And it's a discounted charge if you subscribe to their little pharmacy savings card.
You just sign up for the card.
Yeah. Many times they're free.
Yeah.
Some of them may charge you a buck or something or two.
Yep.
But look at it. Once you get on those little savings cards, yes, you're kind of tied into HEB or Walmart or wherever you're going. Yeah. But if they got the best price for your medication, don't forget that there are these simple things you can do that are going to give you the best price. And that way you know that you're getting the best deal possible out there before, if you don't have insurance with a card.
Yeah, and you might, if you belong to an association of some type, a lot of those have prescription drug discount cards mm-hmm. that don't cost you anything, but if you go to whatever list of pharmacies that they have, you'll get a discounted price. So it's worth asking for.
That's right. Every single thing you can do,
yep.
Especially now, right? That's it. All right. Thanks for joining us today, and we're going to be back here.
We'll be back here on Monday again, so if you've got questions or comments, give us a call at the office, and we'll talk about whatever topic you would like. Our office number is 979-836-2903 in Brenham, in Tomball, or Houston.
That's right. We'll see you any of those places. In the meantime, we'll see you on the radio coming up on Monday.
Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.